Mix with Vicky Foodie.
Tonight I want to share with you how I deal with my emotions. I have 97% hearing loss, but for the last 6 years I've had cochlear implants, which has brought up my hearing to 80%. Growing up, I had a lot of challenges being in a hearing school and not always understanding what was going on. I struggled with depression in high school. At the age of 15, I started writing, and for me it was a way to work through the emotions and turmoil that was going on inside of me. The thing is, we all have to find a healthy way of letting out all the stuff, good and bad. We should find a healthy way to express it, a way that doesn't hurt ourselves or other people. So for me, as I started writing, I wrote a lot of dark stuff, depressing things, because that was what I was experiencing at that stage of my life. It was good for me, it was therapy, and it really helped me. I made a bit of a mistake of showing my writing to my parents, because after they read it, they were very worried about me. And when you're a teenager, you don't want a parent to freak out. I got such a fright that I stopped writing about the negative things. Instead, I just started writing about positive things, the good stuff, how life always has a happy ending. Then, a strange thing started happening. I couldn't really feel emotions anymore. As I started blocking out the bad stuff, I automatically also started blocking out the good things about my life. Eventually, I couldn't really feel emotions anymore. I was just numbed inside. That is not a healthy place to be. After I got my cochlear implants, I became brave regarding my life. I started to really look at my life. I would look at the bad stuff, the good stuff, the stuff in between. And then I would look again. I am now looking at my life with both eyes. I am not looking away. I chose not to live in denial anymore. I am now starting to experience emotions again, and it is so good to feel alive. I want to encourage you, if you also like writing, start as soon as you can. Write about everything, the good and the bad. You don't have to show it to anybody. It is just for you and your emotional well-being. It is a fantastic way to work through the stuff and grow as a person. Don't block out your life. Experience it and find healthy ways to work through it.
Download this inspirational message now on the OFM Nights blog on ofm.co.za. Own it, your moment of inspiration on OFM, the sound of your life.